From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bombings claimed by the Islamic State militants in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs killed at least 140 people on Sunday. The blast came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement had been reached with Russia for an end to hostilities in Syria, but he acknowledged that it's not finalized and all parties might not comply.
It is not yet done, and I anticipate that our presidents, President Obama and President Putin, may well speak somewhere in the next days or so in order to try to complete this task.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it's not used by militants to reinforce their positions. Bolivian President Evo Morales' attempt to amend the Constitution, enabling him to run for a fourth term, appears headed for a defeat. Growing number of Bolivians are apparently starting to doubt Morales' integrity following recent revelations that his former girlfriend works for a company that has won lucrative government contracts. Morales says all of this is dirty tactics designed to divert attention from his achievements. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye again today, days after he lost a presidential election that he says was fraudulent. Besigye had planned to go today to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission in the capital. He was arrested multiple times in the past week and throughout the lead-up to Thursday's election that gave President Yoweri Museveni another term in office. Official results for Museveni, 61%, 35% for Besigye. This is VOA News.